ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A top good news story on Memorial Day weekend from ABC's Alex Stone.
On this big getaway day, and with all the recent problems at Newark's airport because of air traffic control staffing problems, so far today it's not looking all that bad. Just shy of 70 canceled flights in the U.S., with Boston and Fort Lauderdale leading today. AAA expects 45 million Americans to travel this weekend, with 39 million of those being by car.
Wall Street's major indexes are sharply lower after President Trump threatened a 50% tax on all imports from the European Union and a 25% tariff on Apple products unless iPhones are made in America. A federal judge temporarily blocks the Trump administration from ordering Harvard University not to admit any foreign students. The university is suing over the Trump order. Billy Joel says he's canceled all concerts and undergoing physical therapy following a diagnosis of a brain disorder. Experts say early treatment can bring full recovery. This is ABC News. Clergy and community leaders holding an interfaith service in Minneapolis. This Sunday will mark 5 years since George Floyd's death. His murder by a cop sparked calls for racial justice. Northern neighbor asserts itself.
Canada is a member of the British Commonwealth and is a sovereign nation distinct from the United States. That's what King Charles wants to reiterate when he comes next week at the invite of Prime Minister Mark Carney. The king, who is head of state in Canada, will lay out the new government's agenda when Parliament reopens. It's very rare for a monarch to deliver what's called the speech from the throne in Canada, but Carney's trying to make clear the differences between the United States and his country as President Trump continues threatening to make Canada the 51st state. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Media content distributor King Features says it fired a writer who, using artificial intelligence, produced a recommended summer reading list that contains non-existent books. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Not another one.
26-year-old male, wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
How's the driver in the other vehicle?
Yeah, thankfully she's okay. She had her seatbelt on.
It's really sad. You know, these tragedies are entirely preventable.
It said, click it or ticket. But for some, they should be so lucky. Besides getting a ticket or a fine, the consequences could take your life. So don't risk it. Click it or ticket. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
This Memorial Day, turn up the heat with The Home Depot. Find the perfect grill and patio set to keep the cookouts coming all season long. Grill up a feast with the Next Grill 4-burner gas grill, only $229. And complete your space with the stylish Glen Ridge Falls 7-piece dining set, now on special buy for just $499 with free delivery. Take your Memorial Day cookout to the next level all summer long with The Home Depot. See homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services highlights the impact of President Trump's big, beautiful bill on food benefits.
House Republicans narrowly passed the budget reconciliation bill with a set of proposals to cut funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which provides food benefits to low-income families. The bill now goes to the U.S. Senate for consideration. DHS has started to analyze how these cuts would impact all Wisconsinites, including taking food away from families, shifting costs to state taxpayers, and increasing red tape requirements, making it harder to get food assistance. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year, while putting 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin's Republican House members all voted for the big, beautiful bill. The Republican-authored budget bill has been panned by Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who says it would increase the federal deficit over the next 10 years. At the same time, Democrats condemn massive cuts to SNAP, Medicaid, and other support programs to cover new tax breaks for billionaires and corporations. Democrats Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore voted no on the bill, which still needs to pass the U.S. Senate. The man serving life in prison for a high-profile Madison murder has died.
In 2008, UW-Madison student Brittany Zimmerman was stabbed and strangled in her downtown apartment. The case went unsolved for years until police were finally able to match DNA evidence to a suspect, David Call. 3 years ago, Call admitted that he murdered the young woman while he had been going door-to-door asking for money. He was sentenced to life in prison with no parole. Call died on Tuesday at Dodge Correctional Institution. No cause of death has been given. He was 59 years old. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Fresh local butcher's meat can be added to any tray. Be sure to ask. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
AHA Commission released its report. There seems to be movement on important biofuels issues, and it looks like there is news on the Prop 12 front. Will the Supreme Court rehear the case? We'll talk about it all on this week's Free for All.
The checkered flag is in the air via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This morning, it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer and Tyson Redpath. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, welcome to AgriTalk. And Friday.
Yeah.
Here it is. It is a beautiful, sunny 56 degrees. We're heading for the mid. We are heading for the mid 60s today. I'm feeling pretty good about my Friday afternoon here, buddy.
I don't blame you. 60 degrees currently in Kansas City. Cloudy today. 71 degrees for our high. No rain expected, although it looks like it could get a little wet tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah. They've cleaned up the forecast for the weekend a bit, too.
Have they?
Yeah. You know, we were expecting to see rain on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Now they've taken that rain out of the forecast, pushed it back into the middle of next week for at least for my neck of the woods.
Apparently, the memo came through because I will be in your area over the weekend. Nice of them to clear off the weather a little bit, you know,
see some family, friends. Well, yeah, it's good. Yeah. We knew you were coming, so we cleaned things up a bit for you. Rolling out the red carpet, too, buddy.
Watch
for that on Highway 20.
You spoil me, Chip Flory.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Of course, we've got Wiesmeyer. And Tyson Redpath from the Russell Group DC is going to be with us today. We got a lot of ground that we need to cover within the budget reconciliation bill. We could spend the whole time on the budget reconciliation bill. We're not going to, but we are going to pull out the highlights, and we are going to talk about the process going forward, what needs to happen next. Mm-hmm. I know that Tyson has been knee-deep into some of the biofuels issues out in D.C., so we're going to get his take on what's going on there and the MAHA Commission report. It has generated a variety of responses.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to say it. We'll talk about some of that variety when we get to the free-for-all. All right, let's get to the news.
Chip, the National Weather Service says severe thunderstorms are expected across portions of the central into the southern plains into Sunday, with large hail and severe gusts the main threats. The threat for heavy to excessive rainfall and possible flash flooding will return to the southern central United States Friday into the weekend. Chip, corn, soybeans, and winter wheat futures mildly favored the downside this morning following two-sided trade overnight. While spring wheat was modestly firmer, the U.S. dollar index was around 700 points lower. Front month crude trading just slightly higher. That's ahead of the start of the day session there, Chip. I don't know. Do we see red flags here? We got lower corn, lower beans.
It's drifting. It's drifting to the downside. Yeah. We've got corn is call it 5 to 7 cents lower. Soybeans 8 to 10 cents lower. Soybean meal is lower. Bean oil is trying to hang on to some slight gains. Yeah. Wheat's trading to the downside. Cattle are trading to the downside. Hogs are trading to the downside. At least cotton's higher.
All right. Thank you, cotton. Well, here's a piece of good news. Recent consumer price index data for April shows inflation rose just 0.2% from the previous month, slowing the annual inflation rate from 2.4% to 2.3%. That's the slowest annual rate since early 2021. Still, many families continued to feel the pinch at the grocery store and when dining out. Grain and livestock markets will observe normal trading hours today. All markets and government offices closed Monday, May 26, for Memorial Day.
Yeah, what is that? The unofficial official start or something like that?
That's right. The official start to unofficial summer is
what
it is.
That's it. Okay.
Well, you mentioned it, but several U.S. farm commodity groups and the American Farm Bureau Federation had sharp criticism for RFK Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again report. A response from the American Soybean Association laments, quote, "Farmers represented by ASA are disturbed that the MAHA report contains recommendations that are not at all grounded in science and seem to advance the agenda of food elitist and activist groups that have long sought to undermine U.S. agriculture." Several groups broadly called on the commission and the Trump administration to make science-based decisions in future actions.
I think it was going to be worse than it was, though, Davis.
Yeah.
I think the rhetoric got toned down and reined in a bit in this report.
Well, Chip, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins signed waivers from Iowa and Indiana that will allow the states to bar the purchase of some processed foods and sugary drinks with Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. That's SNAP. This follows the recent approval of a similar waiver for Nebraska. And Chip, after the House narrowly passed President Trump's sweeping tax and spending bill, Senate Republicans quickly signaled they intend to rewrite major sections. Key Senate Republicans raised concerns about provisions including Medicaid cuts, a broader state and local tax deduction, and steep rollbacks of clean energy credits. Some senators want deeper deficit reductions, while others warned against moves that could harm rural hospitals and reduce health care coverage. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said, quote, "Farm Bureau applauds the legislation, which modernizes farm bill programs and extends and improves critical tax provisions that benefit farmers and ranchers." Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, editor of Farm Journal's Pork. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Okay. There's some movement on Prop 12. What have you learned? What's happening?
Well, the Iowa Pork Producers Association case that they filed earlier this year was distributed for conferences or relisted. And we kind of were digging into that because I didn't know what relisted meant. And so there's several possibilities for that. But basically, it's going back before the Supreme Court justices again. They're taking another look at it.
Why?
Kind of interesting.
What are some of the things that they might consider?
Well, my understanding is this case claims discrimination because California producers had more time to get ready for Prop 12 than producers in Iowa and other states. But what I find interesting is there's also a footnote on page 5, footnote 3, that points out an additional discrimination. And we're not really sure if it's going to be considered or not because it's basically after the time it was filed, but it's a definite concern. CDFA requires that all Prop 12 farms are certified and have this mandated certification. And it is free in the state of California, but out-of-state farmers have to pay private certifiers in order to be able to have that compliance. And so, you know, lots of farmers are saying, hey, why do we have to pay over here in Iowa, but they don't have to pay in California? And so that's noted in this, in a footnote there that's before the Supreme Court. And so hopefully they'll take a look at it because there's definitely some discrimination when it comes to fairness out there of how Prop 12 impacts producers.
Yeah. Yeah. All I know is that I thought we were probably done with the hashtag Prop 12, hashtag SCOTUS conversations out there on social media, but they're coming back. I will guarantee that this is going to catch a lot of attention out there, Jennifer. Keep us updated. Thank you.
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Get more on this story and a whole bunch more at www.porkbusiness.com. Free for all. Next. Joining us now, Brian Arnold, Senior Product Manager, Direct Feed Microbials at United Animal Health. Brian, welcome to AgriTalk.
Hey, thank you, Chip. Glad to be here.
Glad that you are here. Animal health is right at the top of the priority list for a lot of producers. And when it comes to managing that pig health, it helps to drive profitability. And co-infections are something that we need to pay attention to, isn't it?
Right, yes. We think about, managing pig health and in light of profitability, obviously, animal health is critical. And oftentimes, it's easy to find sick pigs in barns, right? We can go in, we can identify those with good animal husbandry. What gets a little more challenging oftentimes is finding the root cause of some of those health challenges. And oftentimes, I think we look for that one thing that may be causing health challenges or disease outbreaks. And in all reality, I think deep down, we understand a co-infection is likely the cause, where we have multiple pathogens at play and multiple stressors contributing to disease.
What do producers need to do to better understand the causes of these co-infections?
It's a great question. I think it really starts with understanding the big picture. And a big piece of that is good diagnostics. At United Animal Health, we partner with production groups, with health and nutrition teams to utilize our PathConnect surveillance platform. And it's a pathogen surveillance platform. And what that continues to show us is when we go in and we try to work in challenge situations to better understand the clinical picture, oftentimes there's more than one pathogen that are causing issues at the sow farm and even downstream.
Where can listeners go for more information?
Yeah, so you can go online and visit unitedanh.com to learn more, and we hope to hear from you.
Fantastic, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip.
You bet. That is Brian Arnold, a senior product manager at United Animal Health.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
We're introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
If that doesn't get you fired up for the free-for-all, I don't know what does.
I'm fired up, baby.
Absolutely. Let's go get it. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are here for the free-for-all. We've also got policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to hear Davis if he had to cover President Trump on the hour.
No kidding.
Nobody wants that coverage.
So, Jim, how many 16-hour days have you pulled?
More than 16. Let me put it that way.
it's just been incredible, the news flow and the pace that this administration is keeping. It's kind of shocking. Well, and it's not just the administration, because it's also the pace that President Trump is forcing on Congress and other administrations. It's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
And some of his cabinet people are much like Trump nowadays, with RFK Jr. and Marco Rubio and et cetera. So, it's coverage all day.
Yeah, it certainly is. Certainly is. Let's bring in Tyson Redpath from the Russell Group, D.C. Tyson, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
What's up, guys? I've missed you. It's been way too long. And I would note, look, the bags under my eyes and the dark circles that continue extendward downward on my face are, hey, look, the president doesn't sleep much, so none of us will either.
No, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it is, you know, Jim and I talk frequently or text frequently, and Jim, we went through a period there during the Biden administration where I was afraid that you lost my number. but now sometimes in the middle of the night, I wish you would.
You do.
Let me put it this way. We know who's running the country in this administration.
Yep. Yes. Yes. There is no doubt about that. No doubt. Okay, fellas. I think we need to start with Maha. I know that the reconciliation bill is a big, big deal. But, Jim, I want to start with Maha because this commission report has generated a real variety of responses from the ag community. Why? What's going on?
Well, I think a couple of things. President Trump at the 3 o'clock Eastern time presser at the White House, where RFK was there, and so was Brooke Rollins, he was headlong in favor of this Maha report. And that's making the ag sector a little bit nervous. And also, other people are telling me, read the footnotes in this report, in this 69-page report, Chip, because it's got them nervous, some of the data that they used. So this is just a prognosis report. Mm-hmm. The prescription's going to come no later than the end of August, is what RFK Jr. is saying. And it definitely has the ag sector nervous. And you were right. The USDA officials and the industry toned down what they, I think, were going to say about pesticides. Yeah. And just what? Today, RFK Jr. on NBC hit sugar again, saying that it was the root cause along with ultra-processed foods. And if he could get rid of those, he said, it would virtually get rid of diabetes. So you wonder why ag's nervous? They're nervous.
It justifiably so, don't you think, Tyson?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, the thing I took away from it, interestingly enough, was to look at the comments made by the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, Secretary Rollins. Even at that same time, all of that was sort of coming out in public light. The FDA Commissioner Marty McCary was testifying before a Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee. And I think to the earlier point Jim made, this is the prognosis, not the prescription. I thought all of them took care to sort of say, look, this is the report. The policy proposals and the policy recommendations. This report is so expansive in terms of everything that it gets into, that the policy prescriptions that are forthcoming are likely going to be what we have to focus on the most. Understanding that, you know, there are other parties to this, the EPA, the FDA, the USDA, an assortment of agencies, right? So that's something I think just to keep into perspective.
So the prescription,
I agree.
Guys,
he can only go so far because his reach doesn't get into pesticide. He can comment on pesticides, but other agencies have that purview.
Right, exactly. So, but I think he wants, even based on the toned down comments on pesticides, he wants more, sunlight and whatever put on the topic of the potential impact of pesticides on children's health. When he includes comments like that, Jim, he's implying guilt. He's implying that he believes that the pesticides are part of the causes for some of the childhood diseases that the country is dealing with right now. And, you know, probably that we've always dealt with. There's just a greater level of of diagnosis and recognition of some of those issues than what we had when you and me and heck, even Davis was a kid. So
yeah, this was an RFK Jr. document. I want to know, other than the announced people on this MAHA commission, including Brooke Rollins, Eldon, et cetera, I want to know who else is on this commission, because we've asked that, and we haven't gotten the whole list. I want to know who advised him on this one.
No kidding. Why would they keep that quiet?
I don't know. They're Transparency Administration.
You think Dr. Oz is on there?
Again, I don't know.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. You guys, you both mentioned the prescription for this is coming later. What might that include, Tyson?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to take a step back and look at what's already sort of been announced. I think, you know, going back to the FDA commissioner, Marty McCary, who I respect enormously. I watched him during COVID. I've watched him since. I do respect his intentions and certainly where he directionally has the FDA focused. About a month ago, he announced sort of the National Institutes of Health would undertake sort of a comprehensive nutrition evaluation, nutrition assessment, pulling from a lot of different things. And so I think, you know, there's obviously going to be an FDA component. As we talked about, you know, the EPA still has the vast majority of authority over pesticide regulation, yep. You know, in the coordinated framework. You know, USDA's got a role as well. And so, you know, we'll have to see from that standpoint. I do think the dietary guidelines will be a component of the policy prescriptions that comes out sooner rather than later. So those are all things to watch for sure. And you think about, you know, some of the things that have already happened at the state level. My gosh, the bevy of state actions that have already occurred on the order of something like, you know, 70, perhaps even more. It's hard to keep count of state bills that have been introduced on food dyes, on preservatives, on additives. You know, for whatever it's worth, you know, this soup had been boiling even before yesterday's MAHA commission report.
Yeah, you are absolutely right on that. Jim?
I totally agree with Tyson. The next report's going to be the prescription, and other agencies and departments are going to have far more weight on this one, thank goodness.
Yeah. See, to me, this is it. Yeah, I keep going back to what candidate Trump said. And, Jim, you remember it well, and I know you do too, Tyson, when he was asked about RFK Jr. and some of his views on these issues, and if he was part of the administration, what how might he be managed? And President Trump basically said, listen, we're going to let him run. We're going to let him come out with all of his ideas and his thoughts, but when we need to rein him in, we're going to rein him in.
Yeah, that was at the Cardinal Smith dinner. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that there's probably been some reining in on the language that was in the report, and we will just have to watch and see if it resurfaces like Tyson said.
The outcomes are only as good as the science they're based on, Jeff, right?
That's exactly right. We're going to talk reconciliation next here on the Free For All.
Bugs can wreak havoc on post-harvest stored grains. A strong control plan, including chemistry rotation in the bin, helps stop insects before they start. At Central Life Sciences, we believe in making every kernel count toward your profits. That's why Gravista Insecticide features a 3-in-1 formulation of insecticide, synergist, and insect growth regulator. Now available in a convenient quart size, designed for empty bin treatments to help you store smart and make every kernel count. Visit bugfreegrains.com to learn more.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face.
never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 39 to 1944, July down 21 to 1974, August down 16 to 1957, September down 5 at 1948. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mixed today. Feeder cattle mostly higher. We do have some strength in the box beef prices that's helping to support the markets. But a lack of trade for cash markets in the South is providing some pressure. But cash trade in the North was $2 higher on Wednesday. There's also concerns about the potential additional tariffs against the EU. Hog markets also moving mostly lower resistance levels. And again, those tariff concerns pressuring prices. June live cattle up 10 cents to 215.72. August feeder cattle up 62 cents to 300.40. June hogs down 47 cents to 98.22. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower, positioning ahead of the three-day holiday weekend. Also, the new tariff threats against the EU, a 50% tariff threat from President Trump, helping to pressure the market along with some non-threatening weather as well. July corn down 4.25 to 458.75. New crop down 2.5 to 450.75. New crop beans down 6 to 1049.25. July wheat down 4.5 to 540. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers, Elsevia is pleased to announce the new Hager City Grain Terminal is now open and accepting grain. Grain deliveries will be accepted Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. The new Hager City Terminal can unload your grain quickly and efficiently and ship it to markets in the Southwest and Pacific Northwest. Grain deliveries are being accepted at the Hager City Grain Terminal. Visit elsevia.com/HagerCity for more information.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to the free-for-all here on AgriTalk. We've got policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, Tyson Redpath from the Russell Group DC. We've talked about the Maha report. I was going to go straight to the reconciliation bill, but Brian just brought up some of the trade issues, Jim, and President Trump's comment that by June 1, a week away, that he may look at putting a 50% tariff just broad-based on anything from the EU. What brought that about?
His frustration. We all know that when Trump gets frustrated, he lashes out, sometimes probably too much. But that shows you the problem in dealing with a collective whole called the EU. It's just hard to get an agreement with them. So he's just threw that out as a bombshell. At the same time, he got on an individual company basis and told Apple they're going to have to pay 25% tariffs if they don't make their phones in the United States. So this is the Jekyll and Hyde approach of Trump showing again.
Yeah. Was there anything specific that generated the frustration?
EU. Have you ever tried to negotiate with an EU official?
Well, not only that, but let's picture for a moment you're negotiating your allowance with your parents. Except
okay.
you're not just negotiating with your mom and dad. You're negotiating with your uncle, your aunt, your cousin's husband, and your second cousin's divorced wife. So Jim's got a point. It's a block of 27 countries. Yeah. And, you know, by its very nature is intended to be difficult to sort of handle.
Yeah. Yep. I got you, Jim. It feels like there is a framework to make progress with India, though. Are you seeing that?
Well, they're saying that now. You know, India is like the EU times four, as far as
I'm
concerned. Even though they're one country, they're like 28. It's like covering Trump in dog years, you know. So I'm always skeptical. India's already saying, well, let's do it in phases, three phases. Well, I want to see that first phase because it's their non-tariff barriers that better be in phase one, and they will not be.
Right.
So, yeah. Now, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, said as we get closer and closer to July 8th or 9th, the beginning of these renewed tariffs, they're going to announce some new agreements. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay. But if India is one of them, I'll give them credit.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to give credit. If they make any real progress with India, you've got to give credit for that. But we'll see if it actually happens. Hey, Tyson, good news for ethanol in the agreement with the UK, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really something, right? The UK, and you look at some of these markets that I want to build on those comments you just talked about. Look, these are talks with significant trading partners, right? Yeah. This is not the day of free trade agreements with, you know, Oman and Jordan. These are in pursuit of trade agreements, you know, with major economies. And yes. Ethanol, quite frankly, as the world is thirsty for octane, and you know, let's not forget that is ethanol. And as these countries themselves develop their renewable fuels policies, they are hungry for that octane, and they are hungry for renewable octane. And that's what ethanol is. The market opportunities in the UK, Japan comes to mind, are certainly there.
Jim? Dan
I
Bossy.
Totally agree, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But Dan Bossy on the show on Monday morning, he was over in Europe he was calling from London. But he was there for his GrainsCom, his conference that he does over there every year. And on Monday morning, he said something that I haven't heard for a while here in the U.S., and he said that the U.S., needs to start to expand our ethanol industry and increase our capacity to make ethanol. I haven't heard that forever.
Well, they need that market signal. They need some stability in some of the policy. And so we're going to see here coming up with what EPA says about the future on the mandated levels for especially for the biodiesel in the soy area.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the Senate expanded the timeline or the lifeline of liquid fuels in California and said that they cannot ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles in California. So if you can't ban them, they're going to continue to sell them, and the consumers will continue to buy them. There's little doubt in my mind about that. Okay, let's go over to the budget reconciliation. It's passed the House, Jim. What's next?
Well, the Senate, and they say they want to have everything wrapped up, meaning the Senate bill done and the negotiation, because they're going to change what the House did, hopefully not a major way, but we'll see. And then to have the reconciliation all be done and voted on and by both chambers by the July 4th holiday this year. We'll see. But there's about 3 to 5 GOP senators that they're going to have to focus on for conflicting reasons. So I think it'll be much like you saw in the House. It'll go down to the very end where they're going to have to give in. But the okay. two, I think, key ones are Susan Collins, Maine, and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska.
Hey, you're kind of cutting out on us a little bit there, Jim. So I'm going to give your signal just a second to straighten out, and I'll go over to Tyson on for this one. What's in the reconciliation bill right now that ag needs to know about, Tyson?
Well, certainly some important strengthening of the safety net for Title I commodities, you know, generally across the board, reference yep. prices for the PLC program increased anywhere from 10 to 20%, loan rates increased. On crop insurance, the supplemental coverage option is strengthened. So strengthening the commodity and crop insurance titles. I want to call out also the investment that is over 2 decades out of date needed for the market access and foreign market development programs at USDA. These are our premier export promotion programs. I don't need to tell you guys, I can't think of a point in history when reinvestment in those export promotion programs is more sort of sorely needed from a competitive standpoint than right here, right now. Yep. And the House bill met the moment by investing in those export promotion programs.
Cool. Cool. Very cool. What about, Jim, come back in here. What about the SNAP? Sure. Is that the changes or the cuts to the spending growth? It's not actually cuts to spending. It's slowing down the expansion of the spending on SNAP. Is that going to be a roadblock?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's absolutely needed for the reduction for some of the offsets, not only for agriculture, but the overall bill. And that's the only way you're going to get it is through reconciliation.
Okay. Hey, speaking of SNAP, what do you get, Tyson? What do you make of Nebraska, Iowa, Indiana saying that consumers cannot use the SNAP to buy the sugary drinks and ultra processed foods?
Well, again, like to my earlier point, as we talked about the MAHA Commission report and yeah. waiting next for the prescription, right? In some respects, that buttresses what I said earlier. Some of yeah. this stuff has already been underway. And, you know, Secretary Rollins very clearly early in her tenure this year invited states to submit those SNAP pilot waiver requests. I would also point out several of those state legislatures that I spoke of earlier have also included in those state bills directives to the governor, the governors of those states, to file these petitions. So the secretary has said states are the laboratories of experimentation, if you will. And so, you know, these are pilot programs. These are meant to sort of test and see and evaluate sort of those restrictions on certain food items in the SNAP program.
Yeah. Jim, you know that there's going to be a big outcry of, well, we shouldn't be telling people what they can and can't eat.
Well, yeah, I agree with that myself. But if you can't, they'll find a way to get it. That's just America 101 to me. They'll find yeah. a way to get the products they want.
Yep. That is exactly
you can suggest.
Right.
You can suggest. There's nothing wrong with recommendations.
Right.
Nothing. But let the people decide, like vaccines, et cetera. You can throw out the information, have it science-based, but let the Americans decide.
Yeah. Yep. That's going to be it's going to create some heated debate. I don't think there's any question about it. I'm actually looking forward to Memorial Day weekend, getting around some friends. And I'm going to toss a couple of grenades about it and see what kind of conversation it kicks off with some of my friends. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Okay, we got to talk about biofuels when we come back. We have one more segment of this week's Free For All left. We've got policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer and Tyson Redpath from the Russell Group, D.C., here on AgriTalk.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Something amazing is happening here. Scientists are using AI to study how whales talk to each other. CDW experts can give researchers the power to process complex data with HP workstations, advanced by AMD Ryzen Threadripper Pro processors. With easier handling of AI workloads, your organization can bring powerful insights to the surface. Make amazing happen. HP AMD and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HPAMD.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Technical services for Merck Animal Health. Todd, what makes Estromate different from other prostaglandin injections?
So, you know, if you look, there's four or five prostaglandin products on the market, but if you read the active ingredient on those, there's really only two active ingredients: clopidogrel, which is what Estromate is, and then you have dionoprost. Looking at a clopidogrel, which is a synthetic prostaglandin, there's been studies showing that a much longer half-life with Estromate. It's about 3 hours longer when using these clopidogrel or Estromate injections versus Lutalyse, which is about 5 minutes.
Okay, so how does Estromate performance compare to the Lutalyse injections?
There's quite a few studies out there that are showing no difference. And I want to be upfront about that. But if you really dig into it, most of those studies were done with small numbers of animals. And when you're doing reproduction or fertility studies, you need really large numbers to show small differences. And so the studies that have been done recently with large numbers of animals, 4,500 cows, for example, showed that Estromate had a slight advantage when it comes to heat detection rate, conception rate, and even pregnancy rates. This was done in heifers as well, and given a single injection of prostaglandin such as Estromate versus a single injection of Lutalyse, you had better ovulation rate, better CL death, and those cows came into heat actually about 12 to 15 hours quicker with Estromate versus Lutalyse.
Excellent, Todd. How can producers secure their next shipment of Estromate?
First and foremost, you can always reach out to your local Merck Animal Health representative. Another way is just visit estromate-edge.com to learn more.
Thank you, Todd. That is Dr. Todd Bilby, Director, Dairy Technical Services for Merck Animal Health.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Attention farmers and ranchers.
The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hard-working folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday. Let's go.
Welcome back to the free-for-all here on AgriTalk. Jim Wiesmeyer, Tyson Redpath. Me, your host, Chip Flory. Davis is out there someplace as well. I want to talk biofuels. And Tyson, I think there's, let's start with some positive news. At least I think it's positive news. 45Z survived the cuts from the Inflation Reduction Act, survived and made it through the House version of the budget reconciliation bill. That's good news, huh?
Yeah, it did. It survived, and now it will go to the Senate. You know, as we talked about earlier, the Senate always fancies itself the perfecting body. So, you know, will it perfect or will it make changes too? I think it's just demonstrable of the overall industry support from Republicans from the Midwest that, you know, it did survive and to some degree thrived because of some of the changes that were made yeah. to it versus, right, some of the other clean energy incentives that were authorized by the Inflation Reduction Act. So yeah, it's now on to the Senate where, you know, we'll see what the Senate has to say about it. Not that I think it'll go away or it'll take it away, but there could be changes there in the Senate as well.
Okay. Yeah. It'll run into some opposition. I don't think there's any question about that. Senator Cruz, for one, will probably try to kill it, won't he?
Well, I think, look, Jim mentioned earlier Senators Collins and Murkowski, sort of maybe from the moderate side on this and several other issues in terms of spending, right? In terms of, because there is spending in this bill. I think they're also going to have to contend with, you know, Senator Cruz, Senator Paul from Kentucky, Senator Mike Lee, you know, just in terms of the sheer size of the overall package.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. What's the story on the SREs, Tyson?
I don't know, Chip. Once again, we are in the world of rumor and innuendo and massive speculation. Anytime, you know, the RVOs go to OMB, you can just count like the hands on your clock. Yeah. Maybe that's old school of me in this digital age, but you sure as heck know that there's going to be rumors and speculation and innuendo that come with it. On small refinery exemptions, yeah, there are certainly reports out there that, you know, after these RVOs are set, that the administration is preparing to grant a very large sum of small refinery exemptions. That, you know, conceivably would have to then be reallocated within those volumes that are set. So yeah. I'm not putting any more fuel fodder into this fuel.
Okay.
Let's wait and see. Right, with everything when it comes to the RFS, it just seems like the run up to when the RFS is actually established, there's so much banter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But an EPA spokesperson told OPIS that these rumors are believed to be spread by parties attempting to influence the RIN markets.
Yep.
Yeah. And they said such efforts have had a measurable impact on market dynamics. So they tried to temper that information. Now, I will say around the holidays, EPA likes to make announcements. So between now and the Memorial Day, we could get an EPA announcement maybe early on these
mandates. All right. Tyson, you mentioned the RVOs. The timeline's got to be pretty short on that. Zeldin has said, listen, we're not waiting for this summer or this fall to get the proposed numbers out. They should be coming pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Consistent with that, absolutely. And, you know, if you keep in mind, again, let's look back. History is a great predictor, and those who, what is it, fail to heed its lessons are doomed to repeat them. Yeah. In this case, you know, when things were sort of operating on a predictable with some certainty type of schedule, you know, RVOs were typically proposed. That's what this would be, right? They would be proposed volumes, you know, around June. They would take comment. They have a forum to hear comments from affected parties, the EPA, that is. And then, you know, they're finalized in November for the year ahead. That is sort of getting back on a schedule, a routine that should provide some certainty, right? Because we're talking about volumes for next year and volumes for 2027.
Right. Okay, Jim, SCOTUS has relisted the Prop 12 case to take another look at it. What do you know? Anything?
Well, yeah, if they do rehear it, we've got a history here of saying where the Farm Bureau and NPPC lost their prior Supreme Court challenge, Chip. You remember Justice Kavanaugh offered some suggestions. So maybe if the Supreme Court does rehear it, they'll listen this time to Kavanaugh's effective roadmap to how to be successful on this. So, you know, but first they've got to decide whether or not they're going to rehear the case. So
right.
We should know that pretty soon.
Several states have thrown their support behind rehearing some of these issues. Isn't that right?
Yes. A number of them. And I hope it does, because I just think that the ag industry did not adequately prepare their case the first time. So now I think they've got an effective roadmap to use. I just hope the new challenge is accepted.
Gotcha. Yeah. This is one of those deals where one of the comments from Kavanaugh at the time was, listen, let's get this codified. Congress needs to address this issue. And there has been an attempt to do that. It just didn't get very far, the EATS Act. So hopefully that will be pushed forward as well. Tyson, it was great to talk to you again. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, good to be back with you all. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, all right? And salute to all those who have given the ultimate price. It means a lot here, and so want to get that shout out as well. Thanks, guys.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tyson. Jim, we'll talk to you later. Have a great weekend. Come back this afternoon. We've got Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Agri-Marketing, here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend at the pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache,
You take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. So far, generally smooth getaway day for Memorial Day weekend. The AAA expects 45 million Americans are traveling this weekend, most by car, but still millions by air.